The Shelby County Health Department is reporting a, quote, unprecedented number of opioid drug overdoses since mid-March. About 15% of those 700 cases have been fatal. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that many are seen as collateral victims of the coronavirus pandemic.
Officials say the shutdown has led to increased demand for opioids. In that mix are powerful drugs like fentanyl.
A dose of fentanyl, the size of Abraham Lincoln's nose on a penny, is enough to kill you.
That's District Attorney Amy Weirich at a press conference Tuesday afternoon. She added that law enforcement is ramping up prosecutions of drug suppliers.
The reason it's important is not simply because it's against the law. The reason it is important to us is because people are dying.
U.S. Attorney Mike Dunavant says the coronavirus pandemic has intensified social conditions that can lead to more substance abuse, including isolation, stress, and economic insecurity.
Many people have lost their jobs or sources of income, maybe experiencing financial problems. There may be some other family dysfunction.
Social distancing measures initially limited some 12-step meetings and recovery groups. Health Department Director Dr. Lisa Haushalter says meetings can take place in small groups of 10 people or less. She also encourages people to meet online and seek out rehab facilities. The Street Team for Overdose Prevention will distribute kits containing the overdose reversal nasal spray Narcan this week. For a list of locations, visit WKNOFM.org. I'm Katie Reardon.